From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The tornadoes in the Midwest and Southeast and flooding along the Mississippi are taking an economic toll not only on local communities, but also on the federal government. It's asked to provide emergency aid to states and localities. Yesterday, a House panel voted to put another $1 billion into a disaster assistance fund, and that may be just the start, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
As rescuers continue their search for survivors, a different kind of accounting is going on in Washington. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is pumping out millions of dollars in emergency assistance, nearly $150 million for individuals and storm-ravaged communities so far this year, officials say. State requests are still pending. FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate, interviewed in Joplin yesterday on CNN, said the money will continue to flow.
The cost of these disasters will continue to mount, but our primary focus right now is supporting the initial response, helping the individuals, and supporting the initial cleanups from these disasters.
The House Appropriations Committee yesterday added $1 billion to FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund on top of another $1 billion infusion last month. It's significant because Republican House leaders have been slashing spending in most areas, but Alabama Republican Robert Adderholt, who chairs the subcommittee that oversees FEMA funding, said there isn't much debate about the need for this money.
We need to be good stewards of the people's money, but at the same time, I think most Americans agree when there is a real disaster like this, that's what this fund is for.
Adderholt knows firsthand the impact of this spring's storms. His Alabama district was hard hit by a tornado last month.
What we saw, in Alabama, can only be compared to the reconstruction process back after the Civil War. So when you take all these together, it's something that, apart from September 11th or Katrina, it's right in that category.
In fact, one of the reasons the FEMA Disaster Assistance Fund needs replenishing is because it's still paying for rebuilding after Hurricane Katrina more than 5 years ago. Daniel Konewski was a special assistant to President Bush for Homeland Security, who in fact was hired just a month before that storm. He's now deputy director of George Washington University's Homeland Security Policy Institute. Konewski says it's a challenge for Congress and the White House to fund disaster assistance,
because that money is essentially set aside awaiting a disaster. So you can imagine that members of Congress probably have other funding priorities, and they'd rather not just set aside funding for future disasters, they'd rather spend it on current priorities.
The extra disaster spending approved yesterday will be offset in the budget by cutting money from a program Democrats enacted to encourage automakers to build more fuel-efficient cars. It's likely Congress will have to find more disaster aid in coming months. Konewski says it may be time to re-examine how the federal government provides disaster assistance. State and local officials are often after Washington to help pay for their budget needs, and what they sometimes see as a disaster may be just the normal course of winter.
Some disasters are obvious where state and local governments are overwhelmed and federal assistance is warranted. But others, there's snowstorms and other incidents that many feel it's not appropriate for the federal government to be involved.
And it's not clear when the money approved by the House Appropriations Committee yesterday will be available. The measure must still wind its way through the House and Senate, a process that could take months. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.